Let's learn. We are in the middle of Mishnah. We are in the middle of Mishnah Yud Beis. We are in the middle of Mishnah Yud Beis. Mishnah Beis says, "Noida shel shemen v'shiuron kepiko gedoy l'shelohen." Okay, it's on page 360. You with me? The top line, "Noida shel shemen v'shiuron kepiko gedoy l'shelohen." What does that mean? Let's see over here. The Rav over here says, "The Rav over here says what it means." "Noida shor v'shemen shel or shel nikvay leather that was perforated." When you put in the pelech, like a pigu gedol, like a large collection, a large ball of wool, when you put it upon the pelech. So the pelech over here is the pelech. Let's take a look over here. The pelech, the piece of wood is called the pelech. Pika is pekas hanichreches al hapelech. The pelech is the piece of wood. The kush, this is the kush. This is the tsinora, this is the hook. You got one of those at home? Okay, good. I'm happy to know. Let's see what it says over here. The picture. The picture over here says noid shenikav. You have a flask. Here's the noid. It's a flask. Shenikav kimoitzi pika nespatel miliosli. It's not the utensil. Vahareyu turned its star.
Has to do with wool, no?
Pika is a ball of wool. Noid shenikav kimoitzi pika. Noid that's been perforated. Kimoitzi pika nespatel miliosli. It's no longer called a kli, v'hari yutar, it's tar. This container is called a, it's a noyj, nikav kmoitzi pika, nispatam lios kli, it's no longer called a kli, v'hari yutar, it's tar. Okay, pika, what's this? What is this? This is called a pakas. It is a ball of wool, hanichreches ala pelech, that's wound around a pelech, around a pelech. That's wound around a piece of wood. Okay, moitzi piko shamu. Over here it says in the caption, moitzi piko shamu. Hainu hapakas, hanotzeres ala pelech. It's the pakas. It's the wool that's wrapped around the pelech. B'shas tiri when it's wound. Ushtei pikios chein, pikios hashesi v'yoyser ketano. Lefi shechut hashesi dak u'pakas ha'erev v'yoyser gedol. Lefi shechut erev v'yoyser ova. V'anu mishadim b'moitzi pika shalchut erev, the thick one. V'hainu b'midita gasa. Okay, that's why this is included in the midita gasas. Why are we discussing the midita gas? Because the midita gas is thicker relative to something else that is thinner. There are two different types of balls of wool. There's a ball of wool of shesi and a ball of wool of erif. The ball of wool of shesi is thinner than the ball of wool of erif because the erif thread is thicker.
Okay. You understand that?
Yeah, when you have the loom, right? So you first set up the shesi threads and then you do the erif. You pick it up and you throw it back and forth in order to make a piece of material. The erif that goes back and forth, that wool is thicker. It's thicker than the other threads. So here you have a ball of wool. You have two different balls. You have the ball of wool that you use to set up the loom, and you have a ball of wool that you use to do the back and forth. The one that you use to go back and forth, the erif is thicker. That's the shear. That's the type of pellet we're going to use to measure if there's a hole in this container. Okay? So there's a hole that's contained, the container is tar, it's still not called a kli, and the type of pelech we're going to use to make that measurement is the pelech shel erev, not the pelech shel shasi. Are you with me?
Sure.
It's very disoriented because you're sitting in a different location.
Yeah, that's clear.
Have different...
View. It's a better view.
Different view.
You have a view of Mount Zion.
Heart Zion Sheshonim Shualim Holchimbo.
Correct.
Foxes.
New Vita, come on.
Alright, up to the next part of the Mishnah. The next part of the Mishnah is the Umo'or Shalonasa. What's the Mo'or? The Mo'or Shalonasa Bide Adam Shiur Kimloi Egref Gadol, a fist. Hermes, a fist. You know what a fist is? So that's the shir for this, the Ma'or. Now, what is the Ma'or? I have no idea. Let's see if the Rabbi Akiva, Chaloin, Shemenu, Ha'ir, Nechneses, Labayis. The Ma'or is a window. A window. You have windows in your house?
Sure do.
So you clean the windows to Pesach? The Ma'or HaGadol. So we have here a Ma'or, a window that's not named the other, that means the basically national a crack. A Chaloin, Shemenu, Ha'ir, the light goes into, Shaloinas, the Adam. Yonchur, Shechar, Raruhu, Mayim, How did this hole come into existence? Flood of water. Water came into this hole, or either came in through water or through shrotzim, termites. Termites. You know what termites are?
Mm-hmm.
You look disoriented.
Okay.
Water has perforated the hole, the base, or shrotzim. So what is the law is? Or it just disintegrated. The nasa sham nekev, and developed a whole develop there. Ve'im loy chashav olav l'tashmish olam or. If you had no kavana to use this hole as a tashmish, as some type of function, olam or shiurai l'habi esatuma me oil hameis l'beis derech hanekev. So shiurai. So what's the purpose? The purpose of here is brings tuma. That if this tuma, if this tuma, he's going to show here a very complicated case. Shiur l'habi esatuma me oil hameis l'beis derech hanekev. So what's the shir? The shir is in Egrev, Kimloy Egrev, next Rav. Egrev shall ben botiach. Who is ben botiach? The hainu odom yadu etzlam. There's a person in that society, etzlam. Who ben botiach shemo, who Egrev, godly had a very large fist. Look at the picture. The picture really explains the details. Just outside the picture, we have a hole. In the bias, the nace. There's a dead body. There's a dead body in the home. So the tum is going to come out of that hole. And it's going to be time what's in this utensil. Why? Because this board on top is serving as an oil. If this board is one tefach wide, the tumah that's in the home comes out, is prevented, is sheltered underneath this oil, and the male is metami everything that's below it. So how wide must this hole be in order to cause the tumah to come out and to go under this board, and we may go back down and be metame what's inside the utensil? The hole has to be the size of a fist. What's a fist? The fist is this person who's a very well-known person whose name was Ben Botiach. He was a famous boxer. He had big fists. Rocky. You know what Rocky is? Probably before you were born. You don't even know who these things are. Let's take a look over here at what it says over here in the picture 524. Nessa, we have over here a board. Shemunach Bakrai, it was put there temporarily. It was put there for Pesach cleaning. The Einer Kavua Shem, it's not Kavua Shem. The Nesemal Alachur, the Nesher is Mal Alachur, the Alach cleaning utensil. The Chur Bekoisel Shanas Mel, the Chur and the Koisel happened by itself. This happened naturally. No one came along with special construction material equipment to bore that hole. It just developed naturally. It eroded, or water leaked, made that hole, or a sheretz, termites ate up a hole that size. We have a natural hole. It's a shear of a head. Kiroish, shushir, kiroish. Gadol shel adam harei ze nechshav kechalon lahachnis or lebayis upachas mikachin nechshav upachas lebchas al kesal. So he's saying the tuma sheyotzder chakur b'tami mashen neeshar mehalulof. So he says that the size of the fist of this guy ben Matiach was the size of someone's head. Can you imagine someone's fist? Look at your head. Look at your head. You have a big head. Can you imagine someone's fist equaling the size of your head? That's the Chumash Guinness Book of World Records. The largest fist in the world equals the size of Aryeh Shraga Roth's head. Okay. Chur shenase me'ilah b'koysel ein lechashivus is no chashivus kechaloin lahoyer alabayis elim ken yesh b'shir kum aga. Oh, so now he's explaining the pshat, and this I was wondering. Normally, you don't need to be so large. Normally, if you have a hole, the tumah spreads through a hole, even if it's the size of a tefach. So the question over here is, why is the Mishnah over here coming to tell us a new shear for a hole, for the tumah to spread, to penetrate, the shear of an egg rife? Why isn't the hole the size of the standard shear that we're familiar with, the size of a tefach? The answer is, because when it's a man-made hole, it's choshuv, and the shear is the size of a tefach. If it's not a man-made hole, it's a natural hole, then you need the larger size, the size of an egref. Get that clear?
Yeah, why is that?
Why is that so?
Yeah.
That's what the Mishnah says.
Okay.
That's called Gasa. The Rambam says that. Another rule, he says, only a window that's open to the sun. To give light. But if you build a tikra al gabav, shuv ein roi lo, it's no longer or. V'lechein lo yaviach lo ines atuma ela kishis damin ela kishis damin eizah davar hamal v'akroi. Wait, one more time. Lo ines mashir ze ela b'chaloyin ha'goli l'shemesh el gudzgol l'shemesh. She'oz hu roi lo ha'avlo mutbabon a tikra al gabav, shuv ein roi lo or. V'lechein lo yaviach lo ines atuma ela kishis damin eizah davar hamal v'akroi ala chaloyin. I want to say, has to be revealed to the sun. It's no longer for give light. I don't know what that means exactly. Let's leave that alone. The basic point over here is this is a naturally made hole, and the hole is natural, and it's made for light. Once again, the hole developed, the light is going to come inside, so tumah is going to spread. So when tumah comes out of the bias, it's going to be contained underneath this board, and it's going to be metame what's in the utensil. The shear must be the size of an egg wave of a fist, and the fist is the size of a large hole. Okay, so marshal and nitzah the adam shear can be egg wave gadol. This egg wife is the same exact thing as the head of a large person. Okay, next part of the halacha. Next halacha in the Mishnah. Oh, it's so late. Vishnasiv the Adam Shibur Kimloy Mekadeach Gadol Shal Lishka. Let it was made by be the Adam, and the size is a Mekadeach. It means an awl. Gadol Shal Lishka. What's a Lishka? Which is like a punyon or like an Italian punyon, the whole of Shabal. Okay, let's look over here at the side, the picture on the bottom. Nikadeach gadol shalishka, and nikadeach gadol is a nail. Shalishka mishamish linkov boy nikavim. They use this to go and make holes, like an awl. You sell awls?
Sure.
So this is an awl. Okay, it has a certain thickness. Pun yoin sell in the uranus. So over here, at the end, it's showing over here the thickness of the circumference of a coin. That's how thick these things are. These are very big, large, not awls. These are very large, like what do they call them? What do they call these things called?
These are chisels, no?
Chisels, you take a hammer and you bang in order to make these. Right. They're very, very big. And they're as thick. The top is as thick as the size of a coin. So let's over here the Rav. Vishnas the Adam. Shinasu Adam Lachniso Yesar. A person makes these holes in the wall to make the green light. Niroinis. Matbea shall Neron Kesar. Neron Kesar, that was the name of the Kesar. He minted his own coins. Kimlo Nekev Shabaol. What's the oil? Meloi Mekadeach Shalishka. The fullness of the whole of an oil. Meloi Mekadeach Shalishka. Punyoin Hotilki Visila Niros Vola Nekev Shabaol. Kulum Shabaol. The same exact thing. The whole of a yoke. Some people know some do not. The other we mention them all.
Correct.
Okay, so let's chaz the whole Mishnah. We're done. Okay, Mishnah. Let's go quickly because it's very late. Mishnah Yudbeis. Okay, going back to page 359. There are things that were said. There were things that they said that all have in common.
Yes.
Five things. Midagas. They're all extremely large. What are the large ones? The ladle full of dust of the dead of dust. When we said concerning Meloy Tarvad Rakov, a ladle full of dust, it means what kind of tarvad? There are many different types of ladles. It's ladle of a roife, of a doctor. It means Meloy Tarvad Gadol Shel Roif of a doctor. Okay, no, it's really too late. We have to do this on.